This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, I don't know if you saw it, but the Hawks found a way to lose to a team that is bad. And that's early in the season bad. Like, we shouldn't be losing to Washington now. Now, if they change some things and, you know, add some players, maybe, Mike, at the trade deadline, maybe it looks different. Washington is not a contender by any stretch of the imagination, nor should they be a playoff team. But, Mike, we had a big lead, and then we lost it.
Yeah, you had a 13-point lead if you didn't see it. And this was basically every Hawks game from the last 3 years, or every other Hawks game in the last 3 years, put in a nutshell. You know, I thought that Trey certainly did enough early. Then he couldn't get a shot. He could not get anything to hit. He could make his free throws when he got to the stripe, but he was kind of forcing it. He was going into too many double teams. I don't think he was maybe trusting some of the other guys. Jalen Johnson was great last night. You can't really expect much from the new guy, Reece Hoshea, just yet. But, of course, DeAndre Hunter is not playing.
Nope.
And now, because it's a back-to-back, shocking, we got more injuries. Bogey's now out. They just announced Bogey's out, Kobe Bufkiner out. We knew Kobe's out, you know, for a while, but that's now 4 weeks. Bogey's out 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But this was why I said trade him at the trade. This is why there were certain guys who said to get off the roster this year and try to see what you get for him. Vete Krejci is going to be out at least 2 weeks as well.
Yeah, non-surgical procedure for Bogey. So, listen, we'll see. I mean, they've got a game against Sacramento Friday at home. They're on the road tomorrow. They'll play that same Washington team. Let me hear Trey, by the way, talking about how they hit shots, and they hit a lot of contested shots. He's talking about Washington.
I mean, they hit some really tough shots. Jalen has a lot of contests. I mean, Kuz hit a lot of shots with contested hands in his face. Kisper hit a couple. I mean, obviously you feel like anytime they make shots, you can do better. Some of the shots, they were really tough on them, and they made shots, and you don't ever want to say you want to live with some, but, I mean, you got to live with some of those, but we could have been better all around for sure.
Mm.
I mean, with all due respect to Trey, that's what he saw from the floor, from television. There was a lot of uncontested three-point shots.
Yes, yeah.
I get they made some shots for Kuzma harder than they needed, but Poole was like in a zone last night. So if you want to say, hey, I tipped my cap to Jordan Poole and he was just simply feeling it. But if you didn't see the game last night, they had a 13-point lead down to 10 and there was a backbreaking three right before the half. And then all the turnovers, then you started trading threes for twos.
That's right.
Down the stretch. And then that's all. It's just everything that I always bellyache about with the Hawks in one game. And then I asked you this earlier. You know, is coach going to yell at these guys?
I mean, he yells.
Raise his voice a little bit?
He raises his voice.
All right. I mean, you know.
Defense!
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah. He does, Mike. I mean, he doesn't look like a yeller.
We didn't play defense.
Thank you. With the shades or the glasses on and all that, but he's a yeller.
It was every game we've seen every other night in the last 3 years.
One more thing from Trey. This was, by the way, at the buzzer. We lose 121-119. He had a chance to win.
Yeah.
I was more frustrated with the 2-for-15. You're going to have a bad shooting night. Trey's been killing it here early on in the season. But come on, man. This is the Washington?
Hawks down by two. Jalen's going to put it in play to Trey. Trey Young now comes across with five. Trey dribbling, driving, faking, shooting the three, forced it up, and he just missed. And that's the game. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. That's the game.
That's it. It's all over.
Yeah.
Hawks didn't have a timeout left, and they had to force it up.
Now, they did manage the clock enough there just to get that shot. But Dyson Daniels, I mean, I kind of, you know, anytime, you know, it's funny, we kind of expect him to just be sort of one-dimensional, you know, just strictly defense. But I will say this, Dyson Daniels.
He scored.
I'm telling you, he's not bad. Now, again, only shot, what, nine times from the floor? But he did have a couple of nice shots, and he was 2 of 5 from three, which I think is more than I expected. This team doesn't really have – now you have no depth because of the injuries.
Yeah.
And now here we go.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I mean, because we're 2-1. I didn't expect them to compete against the Thunder. They didn't disappoint. But now this was one you can't lose.
No,
That's it. It's all over.
I'm not saying the season's all over, but now we're trending into what has been everything we've gone through the last three seasons.
That's it. Yeah. It's all over.
No. It's going to get better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.